stack them up, though.
Stack them up. Also, $200 dates. That's a Twitter Pantheon number.
$200 dates?
Yeah. There was, like, literally, like, a vile discussion about, like, dropping $200 on, like, a date. Like, just, like, a dinner date.
What's wrong with dropping $200 on a dinner date? It's too much.
It was, like, the way that it was... It was just, like, a ridiculous, like... Like, I expect always $200 dinner dates, like, for every date.
Are you expecting to get fucked? Because I'm going to be honest, yeah. I'm expecting to fuck if it's a $200 date. And I'm trying to say that as non-skeevy as possible, but that's how I feel about it. $200 dates. Hi, guys. We're over here talking shit like usual.
That's a stack of buttons. Oh, we're up?
Yeah. Shit. We're talking shit like usual about Black Twitter. I'm just learning the joys of Black Twitter, and I don't feel like that's right.
No, Black Twitter, I enjoy it. I really do enjoy it.
That's silly.
That's how I get most of my news.
I don't even know what the fuck that means. What do you mean you get most of your news through Black Twitter?
I'm like, when it, like, comes down...
Our nigga just got shot. You get all his nigga just got shot by the police news. From Black Twitter.
Yeah.
They be on it, though.
like Black Twitter knows when it's a setup, like, way before the general public does. You know what I mean?
No. What does that mean? Did Bush cause 9/11, too? He did it.
I mean, I don't know about 9/11, but Hurricane Katrina, maybe.
Bush hate black people. Kanye West said it best.
The Mike Myers look.
Speaking of that, I suggest everyone should go watch Citizen 4 on HBO. What are you doing? What is that?
I had to listen to this for like half an hour last night.
It was great. It was really good. And like... oh my god, it was so fucking tense, you guys. Like, the paranoia. I felt the paranoia just from watching the show.
So, for those of you who don't know, Citizen 4 is a documentary on HBO about the journalist who...
The filmmaker, Edward Snowden, contacted a filmmaker.
Oh, it was a filmmaker, not a journalist? It was a filmmaker. Yeah. I told him not to put it on. He put it on, I passed out. But
Edward Snowden contacted a filmmaker... An encrypted email. It was so fucking cool. It was like some James Bond shit. It
kind of was CIA.
It was fucking crazy. And then he was like, shit's about to go down. I want you to be there. I want you to show what we're doing. Show what I'm doing, you know? Mm-hmm. So she met up with him 8 days before, I guess, and then just recorded him. Like, leading up to the leak. And it was fucking nuts. And I think I've made some pretty disparaging remarks about Edward Snowden. I said some pretty bad things about that guy, but you know what? I like you, man. I take it all back. And I do shit like that all the time. I will talk shit about somebody.
Here's something else. Be like, ah.
That was my bad. I was wrong on that one.
If there's anything we're good at, it's eating our own words.
Yeah.
We're real good at that.
We say a lot of flagrant shit.
We do. So. But at least we can walk it back. You know, we don't double down on it.
We walk it back. Questionable decisions always walks it back. So it was really good. I suggest everyone check it out. I think it came out in 2014. And it was just fucking, it was really awesome. So go watch it. Zach's a little bitch. I just got Zach to watch fucking Wolf of Wall Street. He was being such a cunt about
it. It's like 3.5 hours.
Yeah,
man.
You're a cunt, though. Like, I don't understand why. And listen, like, here's the thing. Like, I know movies, bro.
No, you don't.
I know movies. Oh, I'm sorry, Pacific Rim. I know fucking movies, okay? And I know, don't fucking mock me. I know movies, and I tell you, this is a good movie. You know I'm going to be right. You know I will.
You also didn't like Fast and Furious 7.
It was fucking horrible. It was so bad. Like, that's the movie we should have been doing, Blow It.
I don't know if you remember.
I mean, I should have been doing Blow It. Excuse me. It's the movie I should have been doing Blow It. God, like, I wasted all that fucking... Oh, my God. Mad Max is not a cocaine movie. I'm sorry. It seems like it should be, but it's not. It is not a cocaine movie. But that movie, Fast and Furious 7, is a cocaine movie, hands down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if you remember The Rock kills a Predator drone with an ambulance.
I do remember that. That big steroided ass nigga.
He's like the bigger. Rock, he's like you, bigger now than he was when he was a professional wrestler.
The Rock, you starting to look creepy. I'm just. Everyone's talking about it. You starting to look weird, man. It's fucking weird. It's intense, dog.
Man, don't tell Sean the Rock. He could be like right behind you before you.
Know. I know. He's so nice though.
Yeah, he is. He seems like a great guy.
Seems like a great sweetheart. You know, and they say steroids makes you crazy. Maybe not all the time.
You know, maybe he just is like a big ass Samoan who works out a bunch.
No, he's taking steroids.
He's taking steroids, all right.
No, you ain't supposed to have veins everywhere like that. He got too many veins.
You got too many veins, is that the issue? All
That's right. How you know he's taking steroids.
Okay.
Ugh. Yeah, no, I'm good at movies, so you guys should go see this one. Also, there's another show on it. HBO is fucking doing it. Say what you want about HBO, those fucking hipsters. I get it. Vice is kind of pretentious and annoying.
Girls.
Girls is the worst.
The worst show on television.
Yes, it is the worst one, but they do so much shit. Show Me a Hero is really good.
I've heard great things about that.
It's very good. It's very good. It's from the guy who did The Wire, right? I'm pretty. He doesn't know. Anyways, yeah. I'm the movie guy. From the guy who did The Wire.
I was trying to remember his name. David Wallace.
I don't know. That sounds something, right?
Think it might be David Wallace.
Sure. Yeah, David Wallace from The Wire.
Sure.
That nigga's killing it. I love it. I love it. Very good. HBO, keep on doing it. You're doing cool stuff, and I like it.
But don't be fucking shysty when it comes to Sesame Street, HBO. People need that.
I think it's a good thing, though.
We discussed it.
Okay, so HBO is getting us the next season of Sesame Street.
HBO,
I don't really understand.
HBO pretty much has the first rights to broadcasting Sesame Street.
Okay.
And they did it in a way where they paid PBS for it, so PBS doesn't have to worry about fundraising for Sesame Street anymore.
Because these little niggas need Sesame Street. You know, I'm a Sesame Street nigga. I grew up on that.
But the issue is, and now that's what they're saying, is that because HBO gets first run, that a lot of the stuff, because oftentimes HBO deals with Sesame Street deals with kind of like current-ish issues. That by the time it gets down to people on public television, that it's passed.
Yeah, but Sesame Street also is you can watch any episode at any time.
It's true as well.
Right? And it's good. I mean, shit. I ain't donating no money to Sesame Street.
That's true.
I love y'all niggas, but...
Who was still donating to Sesame Street?
That's what I'm saying. Like, people used to do that, but we ain't shit now. We'd rather donate to fucking Kim Kardashian's photo book, probably.
Ugh.
So, you know, so it's good. I think HBO is doing a good thing. They're kind of throwing them a bone. Like Sesame Street, y'all ain't about to make this money. Give it to us first. We'll show it. And then everyone else, all the regulars can have it.
The regulars.
Because honestly, if you ain't got HBO, we probably can't really be friends. Like, if you don't have a nice cable package,
savage.
I can't come to your house.
If you ain't at least got HBO Go,
like,
man.
Nigga, give me Netflix. Like, steal your cousin fucking password.
You know someone who has the password.
Shit. So, yeah. But, you know. So, we can watch Sesame Street like that, and I think it's a good thing.
Okay. I mean, I'm, like I said, as long as they, you know, aren't just fucking showing, like, canned reruns all the time, and I at least get the new ones out to PBS relatively quickly.
PBS will get it when PBS get it. Like I said, why you ain't got HBO? Are you over here? All you got is PBS, nigga? Most niggas got, like, Comedy Central. All you got is PBS? Shit. No, I mean, and you know, they're like teaching kids not to rape, basically. And honestly, the HBO kids need to know that quicker than the PBS kids. Because the you know, rich niggas have the tendency to rape.
It's true. It's due.
Rich niggas tend to be the rapiest.
You got the rapey faces.
Who's that? What? The richest spokesman alive? Jared Fogle.
Not the richest spokesman alive.
For sure. What, no second way. To what? Like KFC? Colonel?
Well, I mean, what's the definition standard? Of a spokesman? Jordan, is Jordan a spokesman for his own company?
For a food brand, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
For something that commercial,
I guess. Something transitive like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's the biggest one. Everybody know Jared, $5 football.
Years, yeah.
That nigga used to sit in his old pants. Like, I remember those. He used to be in the pants.
Yo.
And be like, look at what happened.
You know they had a game on Subway.com where it was like, on the kids section called, how many kids can you fit into Jared's pants?
No. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
That is such poor thinking. Who the fuck okayed that at Subway? Really?
Yeah.
How many could you? Did they ever figure out? Those little niggas kept disappearing.
He would just tie it. He would just tie off the ends of the pants, throw them over his shoulder, and run.
You nasty nigga. How young can she be? Nigga, you're fucking gross, dude.
Such a gross person.
Like, it's another step to, like, be trying to fuck teenagers. Like, girls that are already so fucking confused. Fucking teenagers are confused, dog. And you're gonna go try to fuck that? That's weird, dude. That is weird. Fuck you, Jared. You fucking creep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Such a... But like I've said, you can't trust the fat people who get skinny.
No. That nigga always had rapey face, though. He has super rapey
face. Well, he definitely kept the rapey face, but his face was always still fat. You know what I mean?
I hate when fat people get skinny, but their heads stay so damn big.
Yeah,
it's like,
weird.
Did your head grow after you, while you was getting fat?
Like, did you get fat to compensate for your big-ass head?
Like, yeah, like, that's fucked
like,
up.
Was it a conscious decision? Like, man, my head's big. I gotta do something about this.
These pictures.
Cause I know a motherfucker back in San Diego who's got like, dude's head is like in hat size, it's like 7 3/4 or something.
I didn't even know they made them that big.
Yeah. But he's a tall, skinny motherfucker. Or not even that tall. He's like a little taller than me, but only cause his head is like so big.
So fucking big.
Dude.
And you, it's not because your brain's bigger. I hate
it
that
ain't.
Fucking
it
one. It's because my brain bigger. Nah, nigga, you got a big ass
you
head.
You got a thick ass skull.
Oh my God. Fucking, yeah.
It's one of those ones that looks like it hurts if it goes too far to the
wobble,
side.
A little wobble, weeble wobble.
Exactly. The bobblehead or something.
Well, Jared is a fucking creep, right? Who else we got? This has been a good week for rapists.
Well, it's Josh. Oh, yeah, Josh Duggar.
Josh right. Duggar's a rapist.
Yes, he is.
And a fucking philanderer, adulterer.
Just
well.
The best, just our favorite hypocrite. We'll just say that. Josh Duggar is our favorite hypocrite.
Like, nigga. AshleyMadison.com? You can find some
and a
Craigslist bit?
No, the stripper came out.
He was fucking breaking off the stripper, too. He basically wiped
that
hoe.
Dude, no, apparently he was like rough sexing that fucking, just like beating that shit up. Like, real bad.
What happened to you, dog?
Dog.
Something happened in that,
that
house.
Quiverful movements fucked up.
Something happened in that house. Josh Duggar, you can tell us, dog. We will be...
We'll laugh at you.
Well, you're the
Mock
worst.
You. Yeah, you're the worst.
But we will be sympathetic.
No, we won't.
I mean, his parents probably suck dick, dog. I mean,
I'm gonna be sympathetic.
My parents suck, but that nigga parents seem like a trip.
I ain't gonna be sympathetic to that motherfucker. But Josh, we invite you on the show. Please explain yourself.
You can come too.
We'll
add you to the list.
You
can be behind Louis C.K.
Yeah, we got Louis C.K.
That thief.
Who else can we call out? R. Kelly, I think we called out.
I ain't call out no R. Kelly. I would never call you out, R.
Who else did we invite out?
Pissed on that girl, whatever, dude.
Who else did we invite?
I pissed on a girl.
It was
R.
Kelly. Remember, I was trying to think about it. We invited someone.
Not R. Kelly. But, just throwing that out there. R. Kelly, you can come.
Yeah.
I love you, R. Kelly. That nigga got so many hits. Have we talked about this?
We were just watching one earlier.
Which one was that? I don't even remember which one. Hold on. It was something about fucking.
I remember the key line was, they love the dick inside.
Oh.
What was it?
It was a good one. It was from early 2000s.
Well, Twista was it? Twista was in it.
Was it Twista?
Yeah.
He probably had like 3 with Twista. That's when Twista was big, nigga. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. Okay, so the other day, I was at we were outside, we were drinking, and it was me and a bunch of buddies. And then I was like, man, Ja Rule ruled the, he ruled the early 2000 in the rap game. That nigga has so many hits. So I, of course, proceed to play them from my Spotify.
Ja Rule was
the man.
The man. I told you, I just followed him on Twitter. He popped up on people you should follow.
What's got to do.
Twitter was like, you know what, Zach? You need to follow Ja Rule. I was like, you know what, Twitter? You're right.
Twitter suggested you to follow Ja Rule. I don't even want to know what that implies.
What algorithm does that occur? I was like, yes. This
like niggas who say stupid shit. We've noticed from your Instagram, from your Twitter feed, you like niggas who say stupid things. And I mean all people. But wait, so I'm like, okay, so I'm like, oh, let's listen to some Ja Rule. We did all his hits with Ashanti. What was that one with Fat Joe?
Who's the other one that was like Ja Rule?
What? No one.
No one?
I thought Ja Rule was kind of like DMX.
No, I could have sworn there was someone else like around. I'll remember later.
Well, you know, so I'm playing him, fucking having a great time.
They finally got DMX in jail again.
Shut up. Finally. Free DMX.
Free DMX.
That nigga smoked a little crack and y'all go crazy.
For 5 to 7 years. Just relax.
Dog, it wasn't that serious. So I'm playing these Ja Rule tracks, right?
Yeah.
I look over. I'm like, what the fuck is that sound? This whimpering that I hear. I look over. My fucking homeboy, whose name I won't say.
He's crying?
But he's Asian as fuck.
And
his name isn't Tim. No. But he's Asian. You can go through my shit and figure it out pretty quickly.
You have like two Asian friends. I think I know who it is.
You know exactly who it is. We were hanging out with him.
Yeah.
I look over this nigga crying.
Oh.
He understands. I'm like, what is wrong? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Ja Rule got him in his feelings real quick.
That nigga says to me, she loved Ja Rule.
Oh, she loved.
And that's the wrong thing to say to me because I just started going in. Like, oh my God. My pussy ass friends, they're all going through like fucking relationship crisis, and it's just like, don't be in a relationship. I gotta fucking catch all for you. Don't do what you're doing, you fool. I'm sorry. They're not rapey though. That's good. They're just fucking quick to cry. Dog, those niggas cry so quick. I thought I was an emotional man, but at least I cry alone under a cover. When everybody in my house is gone, I'm just be crying to Zach. I'll call Zach up crying and shit. God, I get cuntier the angrier I get. Are you a crier?
Not really.
When's the last good cry you had?
Like emotional in my feels cry or like?
Either or. Either or. Like, happy cries are great. I can get one going right now.
Oh, I had a good, great laugh cry the other day.
Oh, I don't get those a lot.
You gotta lighten up.
No, I get, like, I'll watch, like, a video of, like, a soldier coming home or something.
Oh, man. man, there is one video I can
and
watch.
Just get me, dog.
There's one video that I can watch. That will
people.
Always get me to tear up. Man, just thinking about it and just telling you which one it is will get me to tear up. The Mo Cheeks National Anthem video.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man, it's this little white girl goes out to sing National Anthem and freezes, blanks, loses it.
Oh,
and everyone's like, oh, no, the coach, Mo Cheeks, comes out in his suit, puts his arm around her, and goes, and sings it with her.
Zach,
oh, dude.
No,
dude. Dude.
I can't even with that. Because if you think about it, like, think of what that says. Like, this big black mother. He black, right?
Yeah.
Like, this big... this big black motherfucker. It's like, who gives a fuck? Fuck that little girl. How'd she forget the lyrics to the national anthem?
She got one job tonight. She got one fucking job.
Oh, weak ass bitch. I'm sorry, that's me. But she should have remembered those words. I feel like, don't you do that every morning in school?
She actually ended up on Tosh.0.
Don't you
for
do
one
that
those,
in the morning?
Video, a redemption thing.
How old is she now?
She was fine at that.
I was going to say, she hot or what?
She got good looking.
Because this is what I will say. This is the best part about the internet. Seeing people that you saw in a movie a long time ago, and you're like, oh, I love that little girl. She was so fun. I loved her. She was hilarious. She played with the dog. And then you see her, and you're like, and it's always, this is what she looks like now, because we're a fucking weird fucking culture. This is what she looks like now. And she's like, bow.
Yeah, literally
her ass
just
up.
Bend over, spread her ass cheeks.
The fuck? All right. I knew I liked her. I knew it was something.
Something about her.
Then you like, she was cute, and it was like, that's weird. Ugh. That just got raped.
That was weird.
Speaking of, talking about rape, remember I was telling you, I might be getting sexually harassed, but I don't know. I don't know if it's just like
sexual. Or like one woman listener would tell you to deal with it, because tough.
Tough? I ain't even getting paid for this job. This is like a, oh, I'm doing it for my real kind of thing. I ain't even getting paid, so it's like.
Yeah, you in the industry.
Like. Casting couch.
Congratulations, you made it.
What?
I have to do what for the part?
The casting couch is real. I'm not even on screen. Like, if I was on screen, okay, maybe, but like.
You'd be sucking dick if you were on screen.
It depends on what dick, I suppose. I'm not putting myself as anything for a golden ticket. Shit, I got bills, nigga. Y'all niggas keep playing that game. Shit. I got bills, motherfucker. So, but not this motherfucker. That's what I'm saying. He, like, not that much higher than me. So, it's like,
Does he get paid?
Back up, huh?
Does he get paid?
It's like, he's trying to, like, start some... A startup, if you will.
So, no.
Who knows? Niggas always... Niggas tell you what they want you to hear. I don't ever trust
you. Yes,
it.
I'm the CEO of a new production startup company, and we only specialize in cutting-edge...
It's like, did y'all niggas just buy a camera?
Yeah, like, you got a camera and a new computer?
Y'all niggas just got a camera. That's cute. What kind of camera is it? Oh, a GoPro. Ugh.
Max really hates GoPros.
I don't hate them. I just think they're good for what they're good for.
That's fair.
I think they're cool. I really like the, their videos that they were doing, the one with the cat. The cats were really, really, really dope. They were following the laser pointer. Did you see that one? Mm-hmm. I have like a real love-hate thing with cats, because I don't think I like them that much. I tolerate them, and I think they're cool animals.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Like they're kind of like a pet, like a lizard is a pet. In that, like, but, like, you know, like, you don't really interact with it that much if you have a good cat. Like, a good cat just chills outside and, like, does its own thing and doesn't really get in the way much.
What up, nigga?
Yeah. Like, a good lizard just stays in its cage, doesn't do much, and doesn't get in the way much.
What up, nigga?
Yeah.
You heard what Tony and them did on the street? It's crazy.
A good cat and a good lizard are actually really, really close.
A good lizard. Some white people shit. A lizard, nigga? No.
Can't think of another, you know, comparative thing. Turtle, maybe? What sort of reptile you keep in a cage?
Dog, there was a bottle of Hennessy in the pool this morning.
Empty, don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
It was empty before it went into the pool.
Don't get crazy, nigga.
You were the ones getting crazy.
I was fine. You couldn't even tell I was drunk.
Literally, the first thing I said to him when I saw him last night was, you've been drinking.
That's not the same as you're drunk, though. Like, you've been drinking is a, I can't really tell.
No.
Yeah.
You have, like, a silver headband on.
Where's my headband?
Don't worry about it.
That's my anger headband. I've had a fun couple of days, you know.
So what do you mean you're being sexually harassed by this guy?
Let's change the subject. Exactly. So, at first I was just like, oh, is this just,
what's he doing?
Guys always want to talk about all the pussy they're slamming, which is like, okay. I never understood that, but great. Tell me about it. So, like, at first it was just like, oh, yeah, you know. The first thing, he was like, yeah, I've been beating off all day. I was like, oh, okay. And he's like, I'm addicted, smoking weed and beating off. Just kept telling me that he was beating off. And then...
Like, would he disappear for 5 minutes at a time?
No, he was like... I met him for for dinner to discuss the project.
He shook your hand and then told you he was beating off all day.
And I was like, hey, you know, like, yeah, like what have you been up to?
Just smoking and beating it?
Like, I haven't done any. He's not American. So that's the even funnier part.
I love America.
So like, the topic of conversation over dinner was, like, the project we were working on.
Interspersed with smoking, interspersed with beating it.
Him beating off all day. Which I get, like, there's some... Listen, sometimes when I beat off, usually when drugs are involved, I go, like, 7 hours. And then be like, where'd the day go? So I get that. Like, I understand watching a bunch of porn. That's not the problem. It's just like, I don't tell nobody when I do that. I don't be like, hey, Zach, I was beating off all day and smoking weed. What the fuck is he doing?
He's mocking us.
Bye, go. Fuck ass nigga. Okay, so that was that. And I was just like, oh, that's kind of weird. We're winning? I think he said we're winning, 21-14.
We only have...
Oh, my God, the Lions. Go Lions! So that was the first meeting, right? And then, we actually worked together, like, a week after that. And then it was, like, getting into, like, this is where I started feeling sexually harassed. Because it started getting into, like, all the bitches he's slamming and how he's addicted to pussy. And, like...
I assume these are his words and stuff. He's actually using...
I'm paraphrasing. But yeah, he's like talking about banging girls left and right. Great. Again, I don't give a fuck, honestly. But okay, if you want to talk about it, you're my boss. Whatever, I'll deal with it. But then it like got to him... This was like the last couple words he said to me, too. Before I got out of his car. He was Eiffel Towering the girl with his fucking... with his buddy. Is he serious? And then... basically, his buddy sucked his dick when he was a kid. And it was like, bye.
And we're out.
And I was like, okay. Is that being sexually harassed?
I think if you make it clear that you're not comfortable. Yeah, yes, and... well, see, at my job, yes. Like, just, like, talking about that shit would be, like, earn you a talk to...
You don't call get it that. HR. We don't have that.
Right. I don't know, man.
Should I tell somebody?
I think he just did.
It's gross, dude.
Yeah, I think it is.
Because I don't understand why would you tell me that?
He obviously gets off on it. I like telling people.
Like, I did some weird shit when I was a kid, but I never had nobody suck my dick. What the fuck?
That's weird.
That's weird. And I did some weird shit. I'm a weird guy.
And you like, are.
Like, you know. And I don't know.
You're strange what he is.
I don't know. You know.
But you didn't have a dick sucking phase growing up.
You didn't have a dick sucking phase.
And hey, that's fine if you
that's
do.
That's fine. That's totally cool. I get it. But like.
You know, not everyone wants to hear about it if you did necessarily at work. You know, that's like a, like, you know, after a couple drinks, like, in confidence, like, hey, can I talk to you about some shit?
I really need to talk. That's what I'm like. Get a therapist, nigga.
Sounds like he fucking needs one.
Whatever. Don't tell me. Don't sexual harass me at work. I'm fucking, like, and if you are going to sexual harass me.
Like, make it worth your while?
Yeah, like, you know.
Well, that's more a quid pro quo than sexual harassment.
What is quid pro quo? What?
Well,
like, this is bottom line? That's my bottom line?
No. Quid pro quo would be like, you suck my dick, I give you this part.
Oh. Yeah. See, I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
But again, this is not a mutually beneficial
situation. Right, yeah. This situation. Is just sexual harassment.
So Burning Man started today.
Was it today?
I think so. One of our buddies went down there. Zach has a burning hate
Not from Burning Man itself.
What's your issue?
So let's backtrack a little bit. One of the mottos of Burning Man, one of the most important principles of this giant party in the middle of the desert where they burn a giant statue, is leave nothing behind.
Which is cool in theory. That's some white people shit, though. That's white people shit. But I get it.
I mean, outside of partying, everything about it except where it is sounds fun.
Yeah. I just like parties where drugs are.
Yeah.
Not only accessible, but just like,
yeah,
just highly like, tolerated.
Yeah, highly tolerated.
That's my thing.
But, so that's one of their policies, is this leave nothing behind policy. Recently, some reports have, you know, become popular saying that, you know, the average person produces more, you know, carbon waste when they go to Burning Man than when they didn't. And my God, you try to point that out to some of these people who go to Burning Man and they lose their minds. And listen, go to Burning Man. That's fine. Have a blast. It looks like it could be a good time. But don't try to fucking tell me that it's good for the environment or then try to turn around and be like, oh, well, all the fucking sheep going to work are creating CO2 waste. Yeah, motherfuckers, they're going to work. Like, they got, like you said, they got fucking bills to pay. Like, they ain't just going out to party and burn some shit and then say that they're not having an impact. Literally, there's studies that show you are having an impact. That's all we want you to acknowledge. That is not, you are not leaving nothing behind.
Zach hates fun, you guys.
No, man, I hate fucking ignorance.
Wow. That's heavy, bro.
It's the truth.
That's heavy. Burning Man, yeah. I mean, I guess I'm just kind of hating on it because I haven't been, though. I'm not going to
lie. That's the thing. I've been hating on it because it doesn't, like, all the dust and shit and, like I've gone to Coachella, and I don't make any fucking amends that when I go to Coachella, it's not about just fucking partying. You know what I mean? I don't, you know, I rarely, there's, like, maybe 8 bands a year I want to see out of, like, fucking 70 or something. You know, and, like, I don't go to fucking do, like, the yoga and get spiritual. I'm going to fucking party with friends I don't see.
Is there yoga at Coachella?
Yeah. In the mornings and shit.
You learn something every day.
I mean, here's a, like, an example. Last time I went to Coachella last year, the Thursday night we arrived to, you know, to set up and camp before the thing started, they had an area that was fenced off and they had a couple feet of snow in.
They had that this year, too. That was cool.
It was dope. It was a blast. It was awesome. It was a complete waste of water considering we're in a drought. But I can say that and also say it was a lot of fun to play it. You know what I mean?
Do you think they need water to make that?
You want to go inside for a minute?
No.
All right.
It's fun, but yeah, you go there to get
right.
I slept in a car.
Right. Yeah, you don't fucking... Gross. Just... You could just admit that...
Not be a cunt about it.
Right.
Like, you're saving the world.
Right, don't act like you're a part of some bigger thing that, like, you guys get the big picture. And no, there are scientists, like, who are like, no, you guys are creating waste.
You ain't shit.
Yeah.
Fuck Bernie, man. Yeah. Yeah.
But, and then there are the people who just, like, hate on Burning Man, the event. And that I don't necessarily understand. You know, people, like, if people want to go and have a good time, fuck it. Go and have a good time. But don't try to tell me that it's, like, yeah, not having an environmental impact.
I guess your hate is better.
I think so. I have that finally focused hate.
Hey, we got the good hate
over here. We got the good hate.
That shit out of my face, dude. Fucking, you want to talk about hate? I got something to hate on you about. So, our last podcast, we were talking about fucking transgenders, right? In bathrooms.
I know we interspersed fucking in there. We were literally talking about fucking transgenders in bathrooms.
Oh, yeah, no, like penetrating.
Yeah,
someone's
not just talking about fucking transgenders.
Yeah, no, yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm just spelling out. Yeah,
you got
it.
Okay, make it so. And we were on the side of go ahead.
Yeah, completely.
Some cunt, and I don't know who this is, writes on our podcast. Writes in one of the comment sections on Facebook. I feel like this is being very transphobic, because I don't know, when I wrote it, after I listened, after I slaved over it for fucking until 6 a.m., I wrote up, you know, a description, a recap, if you will, of what we talked about. And I think I may have said, it. To be honest, it was very insensitive. It might have been a little insensitive. But if you listened, then you would know.
It was a shock statement to try to get people to listen.
That's what I'm trying to do. I know how internet works. Okay? I know. I get this shit. Like, I spend a lot of time on it. So, you know, I made a shock statement on if a guy cuts his dick off. And I guess it was the cuts his dick off thing that bothered people.
Was it?
Who knows? I don't know. I didn't change it. So I write the description. Zach gets into a fucking comment war with some dumb fucking cunt. You're being transphobic, and I don't think this is a great message. Blah, 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 blah. Bitch didn't even listen. And this nigga Zach, who I love my buddy, he didn't stay up till 6 a.m. like I did. Writing this bitch.
I was
watching this nigga sleep on the couch while I was doing it. And this bitch says, he don't even do what I ask him to do, y'all. This bitch says, I don't like that. I think you guys are wrong. What does Zach do? He changes it. Weird. He changes it. He didn't even know the password to any of our fucking accounts.
I do now, though.
Great. He changes it. You want to talk about burning hate? I don't even know that girl. I don't even know her name. I don't even know where she fucking came from. She's a cunt. And you're a fucking sucker. Because you changed our blood, sweat, and tears for this hoe. Yeah, and I'm calling you all these names, lady, because I think you're rude, and I think you're a judger. And all these people who fucking, the first ones who throw out the transphobics, and this hurts me, and this is, cry, those are the motherfuckers who don't even fucking give you the chance. Don't even give you a shot. Didn't even listen. So fuck that girl. And fuck you, Zach, for changing for that girl. I don't even know this bitch.
You done?
I guess so.
Okay.
Do you have anything to say about it?
My bad.
I'll take that. God, that made me so mad, you guys.
I really had to hear about that for a while.
Yeah, I was not that cool. Not that cool. What else happened to me? Oh, this is the other one I want to tell you. And, okay, how many times, I'm asking the black people that are listening right now.
Well, sit back.
How many times in the past, let's say year, have you been approached when you're doing some shopping in the mall, maybe getting your tires changed or something, getting your tires rotated? How many times in the past year,
riding an elevator.
He's on an elevator. Have you been approached and asked in some way, in some manner, if you worked at that place? Dog, it happens to me a lot. A lot, okay? I don't know why. I ain't even got a job. So, I don't look like a working nigga.
Maybe you do.
I don't even know what that looks like. How would I even do that? I can't do that. I don't live that life. I'm not that good of an actor, okay? So, the other day, it happened again. I got asked, did I work at a car wash? In a mall.
When you were 30 yards from the car wash.
I was not even close to a car wash. I was wearing fucking, I had just come from a job interview. I was dressed up to the nines, y'all. Okay? And this white bitch, of course, pulls up on me and says, can I park right here for the car wash? I don't fucking know. I ain't even got a license, y'all. I was waiting for my ride to pick me up. Okay, let's back it up. What, 8 months ago, right before I left New York? I think I was on the phone talking to you. I'm in the Gap. Looking at jeans, I got these jeans that I really like. It's the only pair of pants I really wear.
The baby Gap.
I'm in the regular Gap. And this bitch comes up to me, do you know where I can find this in a small? No, bitch. I don't. Same day, Zach.
Same day?
Same day. I was downtown. I was by like the NYU, one of their buildings down in Soho. I was by the Gap over there, and then I came up to the H&M in Times Square.
Someone asked you where they
Somebody could... asked me where to return at in the H&M on the same day, y'all. And like, fuck you, that's a black thing. Am I tripping? That's a black thing.
No, I mean, no one ever assumes I work somewhere.
Oh my God, you guys.
But also, I don't think anyone ever assumes I work.
The white nigga who look homeless can get a job. But the black nigga...
He always dressed way better than I do. I just...
Come on.
He's unemployed.
I'm fun employed. Oh, I hate my life so much right now. My dad called me the other day.
Oh, just what you needed.
Nope, because I didn't even answer the phone. I ain't talked to that nigga in like 8 months. So it's just like, nope. You motherfucker. You get on my goddamn nerves too.
Done?
Yeah, we weren't going to talk about this. We're not talking about this. What's next on our list, Zach? Give me something.
The entity known as Little B supports Big B.
The entity?
I still don't know what Little
Big
B is.
Big B? So many things in that. That little intro there. You don't know who Lil B is.
I still ain't know who Lil B is.
He's not a person as much as he's an idea.
That's why I said the entity. Yeah. I know he curses people. Is he like a genie?
He's kind of like a genie. I don't know. Maybe he's magic. Maybe he's not. No one really knows.
No one really knows.
But everyone's scared of the Little B.
I know he's got a tryout with the 76ers.
I don't understand what you're talking about there. Is this a real thing? Or are you trolling me?
No, it's a real thing.
Huh. That nigga's like my height, dude. And he's the skinniest me, too.
Are you Little B?
Ugh. I can't, my life ain't that bad.
My life ain't that bad.
No, Little B, I don't want him to put a curse on my show.
Publicity?
But a curse. His curse, hey, man.
They work.
They work, dude. They work.
Harden, KD.
I like my knees, nigga. That nigga's, I don't know what fucking Lil B is. I don't think I've ever heard one of his songs.
Yeah.
I've seen tons of interviews.
Yeah. He was on CNN the other day or some shit.
Why?
Again, we've talked about this. They always need to get the worst interview ever.
It's just like, Lil B?
Yeah.
What does that nigga even say? I blame white people for him.
That's fair.
I'm blaming white people for this one.
That's fair.
His fans are crazy, dude. We'll never have fans like that.
Good?
No. I want somebody to stab somebody else and then be like, that's for questionable decisions, bitch. No,
that's fair.
Like, you want to talk about publicity, nigga? That's it.
Like
a 15-year-old is in jail today.
Someone shot someone because they, like, questionable decisions told us to.
That's the shit I want.
One of that To Kill a Mockingbird type
shit.
Yeah,
like you don't want no fucking punk-ass fans. You want, like, Beyonce fans.
Beyonce fans will, like, kill you and, like, hide the body.
Did you hear about the Amy Poehler thing?
I mean, I know about the joke. I know about the setup to black people being pissed at her.
This is why black people, we gotta really start choosing ours. Y'all, come on. We can't just get mad at everything. They already expect that from us. We gotta choose our moments. That was a good R. Kelly joke. He do piss on black bitches. What? And if I remember correctly, because I was around a bunch of niggas when R. Kelly was going through his first trial, we were making all the R. Kelly jokes.
I mean, the Boondocks R. Kelly trial is one of my favorite episodes.
Black people started the R. Kelly joke. Shit. Have you watched that show?
Boondocks?
No, The Difficult People on Hulu? It's on Hulu.
I can't admit, like, I have to feel it's a step down. You know what I mean?
It's on Hulu, nigga.
It's not even Netflix. You didn't even get the Netflix original.
And even YouTube.
You ain't even got the Amazon either. You got that Hulu. Who the fuck uses Hulu?
For real?
For real. Who the fuck is like Hulu Plus? Y'all that's a good idea.
Y'all can't get mad at that.
Like what, like three people saw it?
Like eight niggas saw it. Oh, hell no.
Like so many more people heard I'm about that telling everyone. Joke and then saw it.
I still ain't seen the joke.
I don't even know what the fuck it's about. Clip. Yeah. Is she in it or did she just write it?
She just executive produced it.
Oh, so she has her.
She might not even have read the script, y'all.
Nah. From what I know about Amy Poehler, she is involved in everything.
Involved, it's, but when you have as much shit as Amy Poehler does, involved could be a very shorter
length term. Moral of the story, fuck Amy Poehler.
Okay. Was she not supposed to make an R. Kelly joke?
She ain't down for the cause.
Was she not supposed to make an R. Kelly joke? I just don't understand. Come on, y'all. There's some other niggas to be mad at than Amy Poehler.
I think they're mad that the joke wasn't necessarily an R. Kelly joke.
It was the
Blue Ivy joke.
They would never have made the joke about a white kid.
Right. That was, and that's
R. Kelly wasn't pissing on white bitches.
But it'd be a lot funnier if he was.
No, that nigga would be in prison. It wouldn't be funny. Yeah, I wouldn't have as many hits such as.
R. Kelly pissed on a white girl, he would have got the electric chair.
Nigga, Stepping the Name of Love was after the piss trial. I love that song. I need that. Shit. What? So, you know what? Let's make a Jared Fogle subway rape joke then. We got y'all.
Who's like a white girl?
Who likes sandwiches? What's Ben Affleck kid's name? One of Ben Affleck
probably
babies?
I'm gonna guess Matt.
Maddie or something.
Yeah, for sure, like Matt.
It's either Maddie or like Moon Ray or some shit. Because white people always gotta do some fucking weird shit.
Like white people getting pissed at like the name Letitia when like Gwyneth Paltrow named her girl Apple.
That's a fruit, bitch.
That's a fruit. I didn't even like, literally, that's like. That's a fruit.
That's a fruit, bitch. Apple. Even though this girl I was trying to fuck, her nickname's Apple. Filipino girl. I don't know her real name.
So you literally call her Apple?
Yeah. She was young, too. Let's make a young
Filipino. You should stop talking.
Let's make a young Filipino
you
stop, bitch.
You should stop talking.
Not too young. I don't like.
You're not just. You're not.
I keep it above the belt. Zach, I keep it above the belt. Every time.
All right.
Every time. Fucking Apple.
And I say I have no idea about his whereabouts or...
Oh, Wichita. Listen, today. Wichita? Today.
Today? Oh, shit.
What up, Wichita?
What up, Wichita?
Number 16, we seen you. Three-headed Chris Brown attack.
That's a good one.
That was a weird one.
We were all over the place on that one.
Kind of like this one.
Last couple have kind of been a little like that.
That's when we're at our best, though. That's when we're at our best. Can we give a shout out to this fucking, probably should have talked about this when I was talking about that stupid Facebook hoe. This guy named David G commented on our YouTube.
Max is so goddamn petty. I love it.
Yeah, I'm petty as fuck.
This is so wonderful.
Motherfucking David G, this fucking fat, he looked like Mexican Danny McBride. He looked like, you remember Danny McBride in Tropic Thunder? He looked like a Mexican version of that. And, you know, I don't usually use Mexican as like a slang, like a derogatory phrase.
As a pejorative.
But I'm not above it. I'm not above it. And this Mexican motherfucker, this nigga comes on our YouTube channel. He's our only comment. And what does he say? Are you drunk, dude? I can't understand a word you're saying. Yeah, bitch.
We were drunk.
Always expect me to be. Always expect it, you fucking weirdo.
So, now this is where it normally might end. Someone might look at the comment and be like, oh, fuck this guy, and go on. Max, what did you end up doing?
I searched. I was trying to destroy his life via the internet. I couldn't find out much about him. But...
But, this dude, Max was calling me, giving me updates of, like, new information he had found about the guy.
But I did find, like, his YouTube, like, the stuff he subscribes to is weird, dude. This guy is a fucking creep town, dude. What were some of the ones that he subscribed to? Like, six-pack abs,
six fucking pack, what was the pack. Really what was the really really weird one? Hold on.
No, don't worry about it. Ugh. It was he's a weird motherfucker.
He was weird. He was he watched the dick enlargement video.
Yeah, commented bruh, on that.
Commented
one.
On it. Yeah, bruh. David G, you fucking fat motherfucker.
Feel better?
No, I don't. Really? I fucking hate that guy, dude. David G, you cunt. Fucking, he watched one of the videos. He had three favorites. One of them was Ghost, caught on tape, 100% real.
Said in the title, so you know it's got to be real.
It's got to be real if it's in the title.
100%.
You fucking weirdo. Oh, no, I remember the last one. He subscribed to rentafriend.com.
Oh, yeah. Rent a friend. I actually thought that was the rent guy thing at first.
Yeah. The gay escort thing. We'll talk about that in a second. But hold on. Rent a friend? I even got one friend. I got one. Shit, nigga. Oh, my God. That nigga. How dare you? How dare you? Fat. That picture is horrible, too. That is a bad picture you have on your Google Plus. And you have a Google Plus, so yeah, fuck off. Yeah, no, Zach thought it was the gay porn website. It's not gay porn.
No, I never said it was gay porn.
It's gay escort porn.
Yeah. No, it's just gay escort.
Gay escort. But my thought was, they shut down an office, Rent Boy.
Yeah.
In,
wherever it was.
In, New York. And I was just like, aren't there tons of and it's prostitution's
it's
lights?
And the backlash kind of started today, at least might have started earlier, but I noticed, I read stuff today of the backlash being like pretty much saying along those lines of, isn't all you're doing here criminalizing gay promiscuity?
The gays are promiscuous. Everyone knows that.
People don't like it, I guess.
But that's not even promiscuity, that's give me $5,000 and I'll fuck you for a night.
Well, I think...
It's different.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if it's in New York, are escorts legal in New York? If you're actually paying for the sex...
Ish?
If you're actually, like, advertising pay for sex, then it could be illegal because prostitution is
illegal.
Well,
you're not paying... But you're paying for my time.
Right. And...
Check out my profile.
Right. No, but, like, legitimately. Otherwise, yeah, like...
You're paying for time. If I mean, just because we happen to fuck during that time.
And money was exchanged.
That's totally different, though.
Totally different. The money was going to be exchanged anyways. We just happened to fuck.
We just happened to fuck. Sometimes I just got to whip my dick out. So, but do you think it's because they're gay, though? Or no, we figured out it was because they didn't pay.
For sure. Our hypothesis based on knowing nothing is that they didn't pay taxes or
gotta
something.
Gotta pay your government.
Government
guys.
Don't care as long as you pay, guys. Just give them their money and they will leave you alone.
Unless it's Citizen 4. Go watch that movie, that documentary on HBO. But yeah, you gotta
just pay your money.
You gotta pay the man.
You either gotta be legit and not pay or dirty and pay it. You can't be dirty and not pay it.
No. That's a recipe for disaster, yeah. Zachary. That's a recipe for disaster. What do you think? And you know, Zach's our depressing ass news correspondent, as you guys know, right? I'm like the lighthearted half of the website who posts like Michael Jackson and Pepsi commercials when he was still black and shit. Like, that's my half of the shit, you know? And then Zach's like the... Aw, shit, y'all. They shooting niggas again. Way to fuck my Wednesday afternoon up. That's Zach's portion of the internet. So I guess we should get his thoughts on the, what is it, the
the Virginia shooting?
Yeah.
It's a terrible crime committed by a fucking disturbed individual.
Clearly. Zach thought he was white.
I think everyone... Oh, man, when I've heard that, like, before I saw any pictures, anything from it, and I just heard that, like, oh, shit, some dude, like, some disgruntled ex-employee shot two people on live TV? Come on. Like, I was telling Max... when a liquor store in Detroit gets broken into, when the Henny in Newports are stolen.
You are racist as fuck, dude. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying you're racist. It's a huge difference.
But anyways, yeah, I for sure thought this was a white boy crime. It's like, it fits all the definitions of a white boy crime.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You left a manifesto, nigga. That seems, and can we talk about how much work that has to be?
Man, a very manifesto, but also, like, at that point, you're not really caring about grammar and spelling.
You're just
furiously typing
away.
Yeah, you're not really going back and checking to make sure the syntax is proper.
That's fucking weird. I'm going to tell these people how I feel. Because I know they'll read it because I shot fucking two people.
But, yeah, you were asking me what my feelings were about that in relation to some of the other, you know, violence and shootings we've seen. And it's sad and it's, you know, disgusting. And I did my best to not watch any video of it until my coworker showed it to me.
Zach did not do his best, number one. I did my best because guess who hasn't seen it? Me. Guess who has seen it? This nigga.
Well, motherfucker, the dude's bigger than me. He cornered me and made me watch it.
Threatened you with rape?
Whoa, I didn't say and that.
I got rape on the brain today, dude.
Yeah, you do. But no, it doesn't evoke nearly the anger and rage because, you know, no one is trying to fucking argue against, you know, it's not like, you know, the Tamir Rice thing. People are saying, like, oh, well, shit. You know, no one's like, well, they should... No one's going to this being like, well, they should have seen the guy with the gun. You know what I mean? Like, they shouldn't... The cameraman shouldn't have filmed...
People are saying that, though, no?
No, they're not.
I've seen some really weird shit on my Facebook.
Yeah, people are saying... I mean, and what I understand, people are saying why they didn't see it. And I imagine when you're doing live shots every day, you don't worry about people coming up and, like, alongside and, like, looking over... You're trained to, like, not worry about that.
Yeah.
Get your shot and go on with what you're supposed to say.
Yeah.
I get that completely. Yeah, exactly. They were professionals. I get that. You know what I mean?
That could have just been a fucker riding the pussy guy.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, you don't know. You don't want to give him any of the time of day if he is.
That is so weird. What is that?
I don't know, man. That shit was so strange. But, yeah, there's no one, like, who's... No one's really going around saying that these people did anything to, you know, like, that these people, well, had they done this, they wouldn't have been shot. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's...
terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Niggas can't even give the news no more without fucking having some disgruntled nigga run up. Let me tell you, that's not a black thing, you guys. You don't have to worry, because if every nigga was disgruntled about some racist shit... There'd be a lot more dead white motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So it's chill, no trip. He was just crazy.
He was crazy. And that's the thing, yeah, I'm going with the white shooter excuses. He was just a crazy dude. Like, they're not... Was race a factor? No, he was just crazy. I actually think he was crazy. You know what I mean? I don't think race was a factor. I think he was just crazy.
I think he found something to latch on to.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too. It's one that'll keep giving you ammo.
No, you can always find something if you dig hard enough.
You can.
But it's funny, you know, they interviewed a bunch of people, like, who had worked with him before, and it was like, yeah, you know, we'd let him go because he was difficult to work with, but...
That nigga seemed difficult.
But, like, you know, but like literally, they, like, went on and, like, no, we never thought anything like this. We just thought he was just, like, a dickhead. Like, pretty much is what they were saying. Like, we thought he was a jerk, not crazy.
And do you know what this means, though? There are crazy motherfuckers. Look to your left... And look to your right.
One of those motherfuckers is crazy.
One of those niggas might shoot you. So be nice to everyone.
We're the only ones out here. That worries me.
I don't like guns, bro. Where is he? I don't know. Bye. He's not out here.
He's not out here.
Welcome to Questionable Decisions, where our friends fucking come and fucking walk right through our podcast. Doing it right now. We're doing it right now. God, this was our serious section too, Carmen.
It's okay, Carmen.
This is our serious section. Every time. God. Sometimes I just want to stick my dick in a blender. You know?
I'm good.
Don't knock it till you try it. like sucking dick for a promotion. Shit, I can't even get that proposition. God damn. No, but it's terrible what happened.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. It was senseless, and I think, and yeah, there's no.
Excuse for that bullshit?
There's no excuse that everyone kind of realizes that. It's not like with some of the police shootings where people were, like, trying to fucking drag the victims through the streets and trash them. And, you know, no one's setting up a legal defense for this guy. You know what I mean? Well, if he survived. You know what I mean?
Like, it's hard enough for a nigga to get a lawyer.
Right. But there was not going to be, like people were asking, like, people were trying to say the Black Lives movement was racist because... You know, like, oh, where's all the outpouring of support in this? And people are like, no, motherfucker, like, A, you guys don't care when our family dies. So, like, yes, this is sad, but we're not going
to... It's different, though. It's false equivalency.
False equivalency. And B, we're not going to defend this guy. We're not going to raise money for, like, a legal defense if he lives. Like, we're not going to celebrate him at all. Like, we can admit that he was a piece of shit human.
What do you think that means that...
People are racist.
That George Zimmerman gets a legal defense... And this guy doesn't.
This guy shot himself.
But still. He's alive.
No, he's dead.
I thought he was in critical condition.
I thought he died in the hospital.
Oh. Well, whatever. Ain't gonna be no Facebook fan pages for his
ass. No. There was never gonna be a Facebook fan page for his ass. And here's the thing. What are the chances that had he not shot himself, he was gonna be taken in peacefully? Like, just like... You think the cops weren't just gonna shoot this dude?
I would've shot his ass.
That's the time where, like, it kind of makes sense to just shoot first. Like, this dude literally just walked up and shot two people.
Just let go.
Put on the net. Like, let yeah, this loose. Is a guy where it's like, all right, send the SWAT, and, like, literally, this guy might need to die.
So do you think that, what do you think this means for the gun rights movement?
Nothing. People will give speeches, people will get heated, and then nothing will change. Who the fuck are you kidding, dude?
I don't like guns.
I know, but like...
Y'all niggas need to pull it together.
Yeah, they do.
Everyone. People are retarded. Wait, can we talk about this fool's name, though? His own slave-ass name.
Oh, man.
The nigga's name was Vester, fool.
I have to look up his full name. So, because he went by the name Bryce Williams, which is a wonderful, like, light-skinned...
That was a light-skinned black
man. Wonderful light-skinned newscaster name.
Don Lemon and Bryce Williams.
That was his goal.
Brings you light skin tonight. God, I hate light skin niggas. I swear to God. It's always light skin too. Every time. Dark skins don't go crazy.
Vester Flanagan.
That is the slaviest name. That's a
super slave.
That sounds
name.
Like a white man gave him that name.
No, y'all know Flanagan. Flanagan is an Irish name.
Exactly.
So yeah.
What? Irish people have slaves?
No, I'm saying you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Irish slave for sure. And that's a fucking. That's a that's a house nigga name.
Vester,
come on.
That's a real good name that you can just kind of like drool out your nose. Vester.
Smoking a pipe. Vester, come in.
Vester. You have to really feel it, like, vibrate the nasal cavity. Vester.
That nigga name is Vester, dog. That's not a name, bro.
It's like Apple.
Apple, what up?
Apple Paltrow. God, that's a terrible name.
You know that girl didn't even let me fuck? We were right here, actually, in this backyard. Sitting right there in those two chairs.
She ain't let you in?
She ain't let me in, cuz. It was shady. It was hella shady. I thought I had it, too. And I tried to play it cool. Like, girl, it ain't nothing to me.
Go home and cry.
I went home and edged. And fucking tears were streaming down my face. I didn't even watch porn that night. That was just a 6-hour jack-off session.
Using your tears as lubrication.
Vester. I'm gonna start calling my dick Vester.
Come beat this for me.
Vester's a good penis name.
Give the name of Dick Vester Flanagan. He slays.
Oh, that is in bad taste, dude. That's in bad taste. I think we should actually end it on the Vester Flanagan drop. Oh my god. That was something else.
Check us out online.
www.vesterflanagan.mydick.com. Oh, that's horrible.
Our thoughts go out to the families and victims.
And he's, no, and like, can we say it was a straight face?
Yeah, absolutely. Our thoughts and prayers do go.
That's fucked up.
You just mad you didn't think of it.
It was good, dude. That was a good one. I feel horrible, though.
That's why you mad you didn't think of it.
Check us out online. Questionablecisions.com. Facebook.
Questionable Decisions. Twitter. QD_online. Check us out on YouTube. We've been videoing this. And we might be putting parts of it up online.
Y'all gonna get the full Monty.
Stick around. Max actually y'all is just get, waving his dick
y'all
around.
Y'all gonna
right
get
now.
Full Vester, dog.
When can I use that joke then? It's never, such a good one.
It's out there. We gotta keep it going.
All right.
Get that girl my Vester. We have an Instagram, too. Most Questionable Decisions. I'm back. I got a real phone now, y'all. So y'all hop on it. It's going to be good. Yeah. That's it.
Have a good weekend.
We love
you. Day, y'all. Whenever it is you listen to this, have a good one.
Get that Vesta, y'all. That was a good one, dude.
I named my penis Vester Flanagan because it slays.
That was a good one, dude. That was like, I feel good about that.